This is the sixth part of the series on the science of vampirism. And of course, it's very controversial. We've got all the NSA wankers and CIA wankers and the Homeland Security tossers, all of which are born-again Christians. That's why they go around the world torturing, murdering the foreign population, and now why they've brought in their own military to kidnap and torture and murder their own population because they're Christians. And, of course, they pray for people, and this prayer, of course, brings torture and murder upon the people they pray for. Luckily, a vampire absorbs all evil around them, so the more evil the population, the stronger a vampire gets. And now America's been taken over by a Bolshevik government, which has its own military kidnapping and torture and murdering its own population with no recourse to law. It's now fully the time of the vampire. Now, of course, going to the point of the sixth program, everyone is interested in one thing and one thing alone. Not their immortal soul, because of course in Western science souls don't exist. But the thing they worship, the thing that they covet, the thing that they want all their life, the thing that they sell their soul for, which of course is money. So this whole program is all about money and how you can use real vampire science in order to collapse the Jewish banking system, the gangster banksters, which from Lehman Brothers on to the Royal Bank of Scotland, on to Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse, all of these Jewish Freemason Satanist bankers run by the Rothschilds, all of these gangsters have been accruing massive debts on computers and then making you, the taxpaying public, pay for them. Now, of course, I'm bringing in a new form of technology which, of course, supersedes the gangster banksters and allows you to tap into the money energy, change reality, make the gangster banksters collapse into anarchy and penury, and makes your reality change so that you become rich. Now, of course, this technology is going to be of great use to the general population, but unfortunately it's just available to the vampire. So if you're interested in becoming a real vampire in this age of total evil, with America now a Bolshevik police state, where their own population are tortured, murdered, kidnapped by their own military, where there is no law for their own population, then of course look on real-vampire.com and mindovermatter.ru and supernaturalspirit.com. All of these websites give you info on what you need to prosper in a time of total evil, the time of a vampire. Now, of course, the gangster banksters have known the science of money and how to manipulate it, because of course it's simply based upon electrical circuits. One can think of money energy as being the current, and the richer you are, the higher the voltage, and then of course you spend the money, which is resistance. So all the laws which apply to electricity also apply to money energy. So the Rothschild gangster banksters had giant computers which model the world's economy using electrical circuits just run on supercomputers. And with this, they can exactly monitor and run every aspect of the market. Once, of course, they've done stress testing, which is to, for example, put a large amount of a commodity on the market, or take a large amount of a commodity off the market, or put bonds up for sale, and with this they can actually put the parameters the numbers into the electrical circuit equations in order to get the accurate forecasting. So that means that all the markets in the world are actually rigged. And for example, if you were stupid enough to follow all the economic pundits, for example, the ones who said buy gold, buy silver, and you bought it at the top, a couple of weeks ago, at over $1,900, you'd find at the time of this show it's down to $1,500, so you would have lost a bundle of money. This, of course, can't happen in a world where the market isn't rigged, because gold, of course, and silver would have to go up, because the paper money should be going down in value as they print it like water, the so-called Rothschild toilet paper production line, quantitative easing. But in fact, since the market is rigged using electrical circuits, parameter technology in order to forecast, they can actually rig every market. Now, of course, the important thing here is that the Rothschilds use electrical circuits in order to forecast every aspect of the economic system. This has been well known since the 60s. And, of course, it's only the stupid wage slave and the so-called economic professor that are oblivious to this technology. Now, of course, Tim Rethat has come up with cyclotronic generators, which are trademarked products of Tim Rethat and Tim Rethat alone. So if you see anyone else selling cyclotronic generators, no, they are trademark infringing, intellectual property thieves, and whatever products they sell have been reversed by my technology, so they'll make you poor, kill you, and destroy you. So if you find anyone else selling cyclotronic generators, be warned, not only are they criminally counterfeiting and in breach of federal law, because I have the US and UK trademarks for cyclotronic generators, but I've actually rigged them so they'll suck you dry, make you poor, and kill you. You have been warned. Now, of course, cyclotronic generators were discovered by the Russians during the Cold War. The Russians had a $500 million a year program to build super psychics, a super psychic weapon program. They were, of course, destroyed by an MI6 black operation using Enochian magic. I was the super psychic heading that project, and with the magist Colin Bloy, we destroyed the USSR using this technology. So the British had been far ahead of everyone else in the world using this technology, and the magist Colin Bloy used a psychotronic generator in order to get circuit diagrams to operate reality, the so-called hardware software circuitry of the matrix, and this, of course, was given to me in the form of the Grail patterns, and these patterns are actually the circuitry of the matrix. And if you've seen the Matrix films, you can see the circuitry patterns on the computer screens. Now, if you're into money, there are actually circuitry patterns for making money. And the first of these, of course, since money is current, is potential, is, of course, the battery, the cyclotronic generator battery. Now, how would this operate? Well, if you look at a quartz crystal, quartz crystals, in fact, are the basis of all the clocks on the planet and therefore define all observation. By the Copenhagen interpretation, the collapse of reality is done, defined by, carried out by the observer. And since all observers are sequestered by their clocks, they always make observations with regard to the time, and the time is generated by clocks. And then they write their results on computers and talk to each other via mobile phones, and this is all operated and run by quartz crystals, a psychotronic generator, a device to boost your psychic potential, or a device to enable you to run these electrical circuits that run money energy, allow you to collapse reality, the quantum wave function, in a way that collapses the quantum wave function to make you rich. So looking back from starting point, a quartz crystal is the basis of all remote influencing, remote viewing, ESP, psychokinesis, telekinesis. It is the cornerstone, the ground stone of all of this technology, because of course it defines observation, and the observer controls reality, but the observer is controlled by quartz crystals that run his entire technology. Now, of course, if you look at a quartz crystal, you'll see that it has an energy body. It's got a capsule-like energy body. If you've ever got capsules from the doctor, you can open them and see they're full of stuff once you open them up. Now, what you've got with a quartz crystal is a capsule of energy, physical energy, and biophysical energy. So it's got two capsule-like forms. Why does it have two capsule-like forms? Well, simply put, the world has two aspects, the world of the physical and the world of the biophysical. The physical world is defined by integers, by numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, or fractions thereof, and the biophysical world is defined by things called complex numbers. Complex numbers are things which have the square root of -1, which is called I by mathematicians, in them. And these complex numbers actually build another world, the biophysical world, the world of the soul, the world of the spirit, the world of supernatural spirits, the world of your mind. So in fact, you've got a physical intelligence, the brain, run by integers, the so-called rational numbers, and you've got a mind, a biophysical body, a morphogenic field which controls you, which is run by complex numbers. Now you might say to me, well, what's the point of all this? It's getting pretty boring. I need to know about money. I'm desperate for money. Give me money. Give me the technology to make me rich. Well, simply put, a crystal can be turned into a battery in that it's a capsule. And if you have the proper technology to turn it into a psychotronic generator, you can in fact turn it into a battery. A battery which of course stores charge and current, but in the biophysical world, in the complex number world, the Rothschilds run circuits on their computers, which of course define the whole world economy, and they run the whole world economy via these computers. But these computers run in the rational world on integers, but all these computers operate with quartz crystal circuit boards. So one can see that these computers are actually collapsing the quantum wave function to produce the reality that the Rothschilds want, which is them with all the money and you with all the debt. But since psychotronic generators, invented, created, trademarked, designed by Tim Rifat, the real vampire, the only scientist who is building up a new industry, the industry of psychotronic generators, he has created quartz crystals which sequester the quartz crystals in the Rothschild supercomputers. And therefore, all the forecasting of the Rothschilds on these computers is changed so that they do exactly what he wants in order to make him rich and his vampires rich, and to collapse the West and make the West poor. One can see this technology in effect since 2008, when he trademarked psychotronic generators, in that the West is getting poorer and poorer, and the vampires, of course, are getting richer and richer and more powerful. and the starting point for you, the poor wage slave in the Rothschild slave field, with your black overseers whipping you, the so-called Obama overseer. One can see the starting point for making you rich is to get a psychotronic battery which automatically sucks up money energy into this capsule-like form, so it slowly fills up with money energy. And you can see once you've got a psychotronic generator that fills up with money energy, this psychotronic generator, which of course is quantum interlinked with you, will start to change your reality by changing the quantum wave function in order to make you richer and everyone else around you poorer. Now, one can see that I have been talking on my geopolitical shows on Lentz.com about how the West would get bankrupted. And this was at the start of 2000s. And of course, this is when the West was rich. And using my technology, I've been sucking the money energy out of the West to collapse the world economy in order to pump myself full of money energy and destroy the fabric of the West. Vampires do this because, of course, vampires suck blood, and vampires also suck money energy. We love money energy. Why? Because it's the basis of the Matrix and allows us to use psychokinesis in order to shape the world in the way we want, which of course is America and Europe laying in complete ruins, and the Rothschild Jew emperor and his family slaughtered, replacing it are the real vampires. You're in total control of the world. Now, if you want to become rich, first of all, you need a psychotronic generator tuned to money, which, of course, sucks money energy out of banks, out of your tax forms, out of currency, out of everyone else around you. You can buy these money psychotronic generators on RV Science, Real Vampire Science, and you will, of course, find that you need to place these psychotronic generator batteries to a charger. So if you have a battery, a rechargeable battery, you need to charge it from the mains. And the mains, of course, are banks, building societies, any money you have on you. So you place the crystal on the money and it sucks energy out of the dollar or the euro or the pound, and fills up the psychotronic generator with money. And then since it's quantum interlinked with you, it then pours this money energy from the small crystal into your energy body. And the more money energy you have, the richer you become. So from my perspective, I was made poor by the British government and numerous thieves stealing from me, and I didn't have a penny. And now I'm a millionaire with the most powerful 60s classic car on the planet, under sentence of death by Obama, and murdering the British government and the royal family at will, all of which puts me above the law and has given me total control over reality, all because of this technology. Now, of course, you simply need to start with a psychotronic generator tuned to sucking up money energy. You hold it in your left hand or left pocketbook or left pocket and simply walk around the city going into banks, building societies, or leaving it on money in your wallet 24/7 to fill it up. And it will, of course, as a battery, be charged as if it was being charged from a wall socket, and then this battery downloads the money energy into you simply by holding it in your left hand or in your left pocket or somewhere on your left side while you're sleeping. Why does it discharge while you're sleeping? Well, when you're sleeping, your assemblage point moves. This assemblage point can be thought of the observer think of an observer collapsing the quantum wave function to produce a specific reality, and when you fall asleep, this observer starts to move. Castaneda and the Fire from Within defined it as a point on the right shoulder blade. This point has been moved by my predation, so it's no longer there, it's in a different position. As the Western observer has lost energy, has lost money energy, has lost matrix energy, as the matrix has been changed by my technology. But simply put, while you're asleep, your observer uses this money energy to decollapse the reality he's in, unmanifest it, unmanifest his poverty, and when he wakes up in the morning, to re-manifest it, to collapse his reality, in a richer state. So every time you fall asleep with a charged money energy psychotronic generator crystal, you wake up in the morning slightly richer. Your reality slightly changed in order to make you slightly richer at the expense of everyone else around you. Now, as you can see, over a period of years, this slowly changes your reality, so you become richer and richer. Now, we bring in the vampire. The vampire, in fact, actually absorbs energy, and if you've got a vampire body, you can actually link a vampire body to a money psychotronic crystal, which then, of course, when it gets the money energy, doesn't lose it, because if you're not a vampire, when you get the money energy, you lose it via the gap. There's an opening in the center of your energy body, which, of course, ages you, which will be the subject of another program, but actually also makes you lose money energy and become poorer. And only the vampire has sealed this gap, so they have the potential to live forever and have the potential to keep any money energy they take and store it and not lose it. One can think of all the wage slaves in the world not only losing their youth and vitality via this gap, which of course is in the midsection, this opening, via the Masonic system of monuments, pools, obelisks, and the engines which run it, all the free Masonic temples, which rip your youth out of you, rip your health out of you, and rip the money energy out of you. That's why if you look in any Western city, you'll see all these Freemasonic monuments right in the center of town, all on the main roads, boulevards, etc., all sucking your life force, your youth, your health, and your money energy, and the pumping stations that power them are all the Freemasonic temples, where the top 1% go to worship to Satan, the cabal of black magic rituals given to them by Kabbalists, from the Scottish Rite Freemasons, who are the descendants of the Knights Templar, and all the American Freemasons who do all these Jewish Kabbalistic black magic rituals in their temples, and they're all sucking you dry and, of course, storing the money energy, youth energy, health energy in Freemasonic monuments, which are, of course, quartz psychotronic generators, and then pumping this energy into the pyramid, which, of course, you'll see lots of quartz crystal pyramids, stone pyramids, the most famous are in Egypt. And up the top, all the energy is downloaded into the point, the eye of the Illuminati. So, of course, the Illuminati have been the end user of all this energy. Now, with the real vampire, we've actually eaten the eye in the pyramid, like the Muslims who eat goat's eyes. We eat the Illuminati eye and become the super predator, the predator that goes after the predator Rothschild. So, for example, lions kill cheetahs and lesser predators, and as the super predator, the vampire goes around eating the Illuminati, taking over their Illuminati system, and of course now all the money energy, the health energy, the anti-aging energy, goes to the real vampire. And since they've closed their gap, this hole in their energy body, when money energy goes into them, like a piggy bank which is with a one-way door, it never comes out again. So of course, the more money energy the vampire gets, the more they can change reality to make themselves richer and richer. And of course, the poorer and poorer everyone else becomes around them. So you can see the collapse of the West into a depression, which they never get out of, is due to vampire technology, which of course, using psychotronic generators, the exclusive trademarked property of Tim Riefab and Psylord Limited. You can actually look on psychotronicgenerators.com for more information, or psychotroniccrystals.com, all trademarked. Anyone else you see on Google selling these products, of course, is an intellectual property thief. Please inform me so we can persecute them and prosecute them under federal law. You'll find that this technology is the basis for all wealth, health, and youth. So you can see this new technology is dominant new industry for the 21st century, because everyone wants to be rich, everyone wants to be healthy, and everyone wants to be youthful. And only with my technology, which of course is trademarked and only my technology, can you achieve this. Now, of course, a psychotronic generator which sucks up money energy can download this money energy into a non-vampire, but of course you'll be losing it through your gap into the Freemasonic system. And of course, like putting water into a leaky bucket, it will never fill up. But if you're a vampire, you've got a non-leaky bucket, and the top of the bucket is sealed, so of course there's a wormhole from your psychotronic generator to your vampire body, which of course is one way, like a diode, and of course pumps money energy into you, but it never comes out again. And the more money energy you've got, the richer you become. Now, the next step to getting rich is, of course, to build circuits. These circuits, of course, are run on the Rothschild computer and sequestered by psychotronic generators, but you can also build circuits in psychotronic crystals. These circuits, of course, can be used once you've got a psychotronic generator battery, which, of course, are all quartz crystals, to produce devices. So, for example, if you've got a battery, you can put it into a mobile phone for communication, which, of course, gives you ESP powers. You can put it into a device with a motor, so it will do things. This, of course, is the basis for all remote influencing psychokinetic, telekinetic devices. You can, of course, put it into bugging devices, which, of course, allow you in the psychotronic generator to listen to any conversation remotely, or listen to what's going on in the head of the Illuminati. Or you can put it into psychotronic generator which acts as a torch, which produces light. And as, of course, from the past programs you know, light is gravity in the fifth dimension. And once you've got the fifth dimension involved, you can start to look into the future. So you can use psychotronic generators for precognition. And of course, since the market is rigged by the Rothschild computers, but the Rothschild computers are actually sequestered by my psychotronic generators, you can actually look into the future to see what to invest in, because the Rothschild rigged market is run by these computers, which model the economy as electrical circuits, but the computers have actually been sequestered by my psychotronic generators. So the results the Rothschild get from their computers are wrong, and of course the results that are going to occur are actually broadcast to you in your psychotronic generators, which of course produce light in the fifth dimension. So it allows you to show a false future to the Rothschild, so everything they do on their modeling in fact is not what's going to happen, but in fact is rigged by the psychotronic generator, by the vampire, to get the Rothschilds and their banking system to do what's needed to be done to make you rich. So now the Rothschilds are totally blind. Their computers that model the economy are totally wrong, because they've been sequestered at the quantum level by quartz crystals, which are all tied into my master quartz crystal, which of course has sequestered all observers on the planet and all electronics on the planet. So one can see the basis of psychotronic generators is not building circuits in the real world, in the world of integers, but building circuits in the complex number world, the world of the biophysical world. And you might go, well, this is all spooky action at a distance and has no real world effect. Well, that's only because you're not a mathematician. When you square I, when you raise I to the power of I, and remember this is whenever you collapse a quantum wave function, quantum wave functions have to be squared in order to produce the probability density to produce a probability of an event happening or a particle appearing somewhere. This I squared has an integer, a positive number resultant. Therefore, you might produce electrical circuits in quartz crystals in order to do things, which is the basis of the psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, mind over matter, supernatural spirit, and all this technology trademarked by Tim Reifert. But its resultant, its effects, are real world, are integer, are physical effects. So one can see that psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators, which of course have been changed by my technology into psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals with circuits within them, actually operate the real world on the money energy, on the health energy, on the anti-aging energy, on the electrical energy, which of course has its integer real world part, but it also has its biophysical part, its complex number part, which of course when squared, when you start manipulating quantum wave functions, produces total control over reality. So a vampire has a psychotronic generator. So you see when you buy any vampire service, that they always come with a crystal, because this psychotronic generator crystal has the circuitry within it to run the vampire service. So your energy body is actually sealed, the gap sealed, and then that psychotronic generator is actually tuned to that vampire power and fills you with that form of electricity, that form of money energy, that form of health energy, that form of youth energy, that form of matrix energy, which is tuned to filling your vampire body up with that specific energy. So you can see that the basis of all energy is electricity, but this electricity has many forms. And of course, it has a biophysical form, which can be tuned to make you richer and richer. So simply by having a money crystal, being a money vampire, and having a money psychotronic generator that sucks up energy from the banks, from building societies, from paper money, from gold, you become richer and richer. Now added to this, this is the real interesting part, you've got all the wage slaves in the world leaking money energy, youth energy, anti-aging energy, matrix energy, the energy that's used to produce reality, out of their midsections, out of their gaps. It pours out of them into the Freemasonic system. It's collected in these pools, which you find in the center of every city with altars, obelisks, specific Freemasonic symbol buildings, Freemasonic temples, and this energy runs out of all the humans in every city. It's bled out of them by the Freemasons, and instead of going into the Freemasonic pyramid and up to the eye of the Illuminati, it's redirected into the vampire crystal, and then from the crystal it goes into your vampire energy body. So all the Freemasonic system of the West, which bleeds the Goyim for the godhood of the Illuminati Rothschild Jew, is actually sequestered, re-diverted into the vampire, so the vampire becomes the beneficiary, the new Illuminati of this gigantic technological system built by the Rothschilds on Egyptian technology, all of this new energy goes into you. So, of course, whenever you buy a vampire service, you get a psychotronic generator tuned to that vampire power. And, of course, we also come into electricity, which is run on computers. So the whole computer network can be thought of a real world, a positive integer system for draining the energy out of your midsection. Because remember, you've got a physical energy body as well as a biophysical energy body. So your human body, your physical energy body, is drained of youth, drained of money, drained of health by the computers around you. The whole internet is one giant parasite feeding off you. And this energy is run into the Rothschild computers, which model this energy, define it, and then collapse it into the reality the Rothschild want. So, of course, with every service you get a certificate, which, of course, is downloaded into your PC, which sequesters the quartz crystal electronic computer network of the Rothschilds in order to sequester the computers they use for modeling and the secret police computers at GCHQ, Fort Meade, etc., Pine Gap. All of these computers are sequestered in order to collapse reality to a reality where the Rothschilds are ruined and wiped out, the West is exterminated, and the vampire has complete control and dominion over the world, and from your viewpoint, is super rich. So this is the way the 99% can slaughter the 1% and become the 1%. And of course, this technology is cheap and applicable to anyone who wants to use it. And, of course, cannot be defeated by the American military or the British military, because, of course, any of these people who wish to use it cannot use it. One might ask, why? Well, the thing is, the human being is parasitized by a dark energy matter parasite. This is explained in Castaneda's book, The Active Side of Infinity. It's talked about on my website, Real Vampire Science, RV Science. And this parasite, this dark energy matter parasite, cannot use the quartz crystal. Why not, you might ask? Well, it's a complex number being. All these dark energy matter beings are run by complex numbers, by things with I, the square root of minus one in them. But the quartz crystal is an integer, is a positive number device. It can only be used by light energy matter beings. It can't be used by dark energy matter beings. So, and in fact, if a dark energy matter being tries to operate a quartz crystal, the hyperinfinity of the quartz crystal, the light energy matter hyperinfinity, shreds them. So in fact, all the NSA, CIA, British government, NATO, so-called psychics, all of whom are parasitized and run by this dark energy matter being, whenever they try and use my technology, all it does is weaken them, shred them, and drive them mad. Only a vampire who has completely destroyed his dark energy matter insectile and has got his human mind in control can operate my technology, can operate psychotronic generators, can become rich, can become youthful, and can become super healthy. And of course, this human mind is by definition anarchistic, independent, individualistic, and won't salute to Pentagon generals or Rothschild Jews, but will in fact want to put them under the boot and under the control of the human mind. So any of these Manhattan-type projects the American military are running to produce super psychics stealing my technology can't work. Why? Because these dark energy matter parasitized US scumbags can't operate my technology. Only a human mind can. And the human mind, by definition, isn't going to take orders from a parasitized US general or a walk-in Judas, evil, walk-in, Satanist, dark energy matter Rothschild in a human form. it's going to want to do what it wants. It's going to become a vampire, an individualistic vampire that, of course, does what it wants and only defers to my greater authority, because, as we know in vampirism, the master vampire defers to the king vampire, and the king vampire, of course, defers to the progenitor, the vampire that created all the vampires, which, of course, is Tim Riefat. And even if it wants to fight against that hierarchy, it can't. Why not? Well, because since I've created this new race of vampires, anyone who fights against me, by definition, fights against themselves, self-suicides, and dies. So that's how the new world government works. You have a hierarchy of vampires, and the vampires defer to vampires of greater strength and power, or the vampires that bred them. And since I bred all the vampires on the planet, everyone defers to me, which of course is very good for me and very good for the vampires that get in at the start, because they of course become king vampires and everyone else is beneath them. And of course the basis for money energy is getting a psychotronic generator tuned to money energy as a battery, and then having specific circuits which produce energy, the so-called dynamo. So if you could put a dynamo in a quartz crystal and get the flood of energy which is coming out of the goyim from their midsections and is funneled through the Freemasonic system, if you could funnel this energy and dam it and use it to run a dynamo, you would then have the source of money energy in the world. Luckily, the MI6 magist Colin Bloy, a super genius who taught me all I knew when I came out of university as a fresh-faced science graduate, having a degree in chemistry and doing a PhD in organic chemistry, he introduced me to all this technology, which of course was to do with ley lines. The Rothschilds use the ley line system of the planet to channel this energy which is bled out of the humans via their midsection. It runs into the ley line system, and then if you put Freemasonic monuments there to dam it, bottle it, run it, you can actually use it to run the planet. And if you've got Freemasonic Satanist pumping stations where the energy which is running out of the Freemasons is used to run pumps to run the system, you can then funnel all the energy via this big pyramid up to the eye, and with you having all the energy running to you, the end user, you become master of the planet, which the Rothschilds use to become master of the planet. Now I've actually destroyed the Rothschilds, turned them into my torture bitches, my Wicca women, the vampires in control of this system, and the Rothschilds will find the West going totally bankrupt, and when they start World War III, the West will be totally annihilated, Vieta will drop, and then other catastrophes will strike the West, raising the West and bringing in the new vampire world. We know the Chinese have gone around the countryside collecting super psychics from around the country. They've got a huge 1.3 billion population and training them since childhood to be super psychics. We know once the Chinese get this psychotronic generator vampire technology from Tim Riefat, they can then use these super psychics as the new master vampire race to rule the world, ruling the world for that race. Not as a Bolshevik state, which is America, running America for the Jew scum vermin with their nigger overseer Obama, who of course runs it for the Bolshevik Jew, as was the same in the USSR, where the Jewish Stalin, Lenin, Marx, Beria operated the USSR for the sole exclusive use of the Jews in Russia. We know that the vampires, of course, run it for their own race. The Chinese will run it for the Han Chinese race. And since they've got this huge number of super psychics, who, of course, will act as super vampires when initiated into this technology, we can see that the 21st century will be the vampire's century, and of course the Chinese are best placed to use this technology. We know the Russians had a gigantic psychic warfare program, but were slaughtered by the MI6 occult group, of which I was the super psychic. And we know Russia is under the complete control of Jews like Medvedev, who take their orders from the Rothschilds. So one can see that the 21st century will be a Chinese century. And of course they use vampire technology, run by the new Wernher von Braun of the new super technology of the 21st century, which of course is vampire science. I hope this introduction to the uses of money energy was useful. In the next show, we'll further broaden the technology to explain how money energy can be refined and used by you to make you rich, make you one of the 1%, and make the 1% one of the 99%, the poor, the poverty-stricken in the refugee camps after World War III. Thank you.